It is Friday, December 20th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us, Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
With the most important thing that I have ever possibly said on Ozarks at Large.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Here we go.
I have the Santa sightings for the rest of this week.
That is very important.
There you go.
11 to 8 today and tomorrow at the Northwest Arkansas Mall, noon to 6 on Sunday, noon to 6 Monday and Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Pinnacle Hills Promenade is 10 to 8 today and tomorrow, noon to 6 on Sunday, 10 to 8 on Monday and Tuesday, and 8 to 6 on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And Central Mall in Fort Smith is 10 to 9 today and tomorrow, 11 to 8 on Sunday, 9 to 9 on Monday, and 8 to 6 on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Take note. This is important.
Where is he on Thursday?
My house.
Okay.
He lives there.
Okay.
Did you not know
that? I did. No.
Oh, I'm not probably not supposed to tell. It's the witness protection thing.
Well, you know.
Also this weekend, the Nutcracker is on stage at the Walton Art Center.
That's become something of a tradition for that venue.
It has, and it's a nice thing to do the last weekend before Christmas.
And I think I'm still going to miss it every year.
I know, I do too. 7 o'clock today, 2 and 7 tomorrow, and 2 on Sunday. Tickets start at, is it 24? I didn't write that down. Call them and find out.
I was about to say.
A Christmas Carol continues this weekend, the Theater Squared production at the Nadine Baum Studios. 7:30 today, 2 and 7:30 tomorrow, and 2 and 7 on Sunday. And those tickets start at $15. And on Saturday, there's an event at the Victory Theater in Rogers that's kind of cool.
Kind of old-timey.
Yeah. The Polar Express.
Mm-hmm.
Kids 3 to 12 and their families can watch the movie and have cookies and hot cocoa, wear your jammies, and visit with Santa. Starts at 10 o'clock Saturday morning, and tickets are $10.
Now you have to get the tickets online as well.
MainStreetRogers.com.
True or false? I think both of you or either of you will know this. The Victory Theater in downtown Rogers was a movie theater.
True.
Okay. So it's kind of going, this is kind of experiencing what it did for many decades.
Do you remember when it was a flea market?
I do not.
They built a false second floor that continued from the balcony.
Yeah.
It was very odd.
Yeah.
Very odd.
When you were a kid, I digress for a second, did you go to weekend matinees?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Antoinette?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, I'm trying to think. I remember when you have four kids, you don't necessarily go to the theater very often.
Right.
I do recall going to the drive-in. A bit, as a child.
Okay.
We only had one movie theater in town, so you didn't get to go very often.
Same here.
Because the movie didn't change.
Change, right. If it was a popular movie, it'd be on for 3 or 4 weeks.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
That was a long time ago. People played the piano. No.
No.
Oh, fun.
All right. And the last event for this weekend, and it could solve a lot of your problems.
Okay.
The Itty Bitty Weddington Christmas Sale.
Where is this?
This is some of the Block Street artists, because the Block Street Art Show was canceled by this year's Snowmageddon.
Right.
And it includes Faye Alter and Susan Shore and Deborah Dubois, and it's 11 to 4 on Saturday at 16193 Pin Oak Road in Fayetteville.
Do you know what kind of art Faye Alter does? Because I only ever think of her as the costume designer for Arch Life Theater.
She makes those fabulous... I just forgot the name of the cloth. She makes bags.
Okay.
And they're wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And Deborah Dubois, of course, makes rugs.
Right.
So.
Okay.
This could solve the last of your problems. Then you won't need Santa. There you go.
All right. Thank you, Becca.
Becca Martin-Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.